This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm a Muslim. It's an honor to worship Allah alone, because that's the primary teaching of my faith, to worship my Maker alone. It's an honor to be following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You and I know people call him names. They called him names from the beginning. As soon as he came up to say, I'm the Prophet of Allah, to warn you about a day that is going to come when you have to answer for your deeds. What happened? They said, you're a liar. You know the famous statement of Abu Lahab and what he said, and verses that were revealed, a whole surah revealed. What was this all about? It was about how even the relatives of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, happened to say things against him the minute they realized, you know what, this man has spoken the truth, but by us accepting what he is saying, we're going to lose a little bit of the worldly stuff that we have, be it wealth or authority, whatever else it may be. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued in the mission. They spoke against him and they spoke about him, but those who knew him the most and the closest, they all accepted the message. His circle of friends immediately accepted this message. Who was the closest to him before Islam? Was it not Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Was he not the first from among the men who accepted the message? Because he knows this is my friend. He's not a liar. He's speaking the truth. It's an honor for you and I to come 1400 years later and say, I swear by Allah, the man was truthful. Ashhadu annaka qad ballaghta ar-risalata wa addayta al-amanata wa nasahta al-ummata wa jahadta fillahi haqqa jihadihi fajazaka Allahu anna wa 'anil ummati khayr al-jaza. I bear witness that you have fulfilled the message, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have conveyed it. You have struggled in the cause of Allah. You have been upright and honest. Really, we ask Allah to reward you on behalf of all of us as the Ummah. May Allah Almighty gather us with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter. It's an honor to follow such a great man. And when people say negatives about him, I'm a Muslim, so I'm going to stand up. What am I going to do? I'm going to think about ways to educate them. I'm going to think about ways to stop it. I'm going to think about ways to come up and teach. Because at that moment, there are thousands, if not millions, who are watching what the negative that was said was and what the positives that come out of us are. And they then fall either on that side or this side.